watched that live today, man, with Nicki Minaj. I mean, with the Cardi B, the one where she was talking about Offset. And man, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. That shit literally blew the shit out of me. Like, I couldn't believe that she let that shit out. Like, okay, everything you do is gonna be on the internet. All right, when your kids get older, you're not gonna be able to stop them from going to see that shit. And there's certain things that if you want a respectable kind of kid, that it's certain shit that you don't really want them to see. You know what I'm saying? So pretty soon your kid gonna get up and see you talking about, you know what I'm saying, her father's joke on live. Like, why do you need to do that about talking about your husband? Like, why can't those thoughts be in your head? Why can't you say that shit to your sister or something? Like, why do you have to come on live? And this is my thing that kills me with that. Them motherfuckers know that on live and shit like that, on this totally on this internet shit, you talking to motherfuckers that's probably, if they sitting there watching you talking about you miss fucking your dude, then they probably like under 18 or something. You know what I'm saying? Under 18, under 19, they probably watching you from school. You know, these little kids is getting younger and younger with these smartphones. Like it's whack, man. I got a bunch of little sisters. I got a little niece that's coming up. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my niece to get on fucking Instagram, because I can't stop her mother or my brother from stopping and getting her a phone. And when she want to get on Instagram, I don't want her to get on there and see that shit. Like, to see, oh, she can. It's easy as hell. All she got to do is hit the explore page and you can find. And it's like that. I swear to God, that shit be a part of their marketing, man. Like, it gotta be, bro. Like, why are you telling the world that shit? Like, I mean, I just be wondering, like, how do you feel saying that shit? Like, I noticed that she just, hey, I'm gonna tell you like this. It's gonna be sad when she run out. Like, when she run out of, that shit gonna be sad, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing about this rap shit, like, you gotta know how to rap. And then a new rapper kind of, you know, you get better and shit like that. But the style of shit that she's saying is like, it's literally going to get super old pretty soon. Like, and people not gonna want to hear that shit no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's gonna fade. It's gonna be like, she lucky that, what's her name, Young M.A. ain't try to, like, you know what I'm saying, like try to, you know, have that kind of role or be that big, or, you know, any of these other little females that, you know, because like I said, rap ain't gonna do it. Ain't nobody besides for like Nicki Minaj and, you know, before her, where they actually came up and got this huge off rap. Is you know what I'm saying, like she will never admit it, but like 60% of her fans is from them fucking TV shows, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't watch that shit too much, you know what I'm saying? But you know that 90% of this shit is from it. Like, 90% of her fan base is literally from them shows. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody, come on, man. Like, I remember when I didn't even really know if she was really rapping. Like, I didn't know if she just played around. But one thing I did see, a funny ass joke I did see, was it was about the Jocelyn Hernandez bruh, and it said Cardi B is everything that Jocelyn Hernandez thinks she is right now. Like, she thinks she the hottest bitch in the game, hottest, you know what I'm saying, every song they you know, motherfuckers is fucking with. I guarantee you she ain't selling a motherfucking record, not even one, You know what I'm saying? Not even one. And that's the thing, like, that's why I think it bothers me so much. I hate to, you know, get on here and be speaking about females, but, like, this shit don't lead to nothing, man. This shit don't lead to nothing. That's why you got, why you think every time you go to Jocelyn Page, her ass is out. You working out, boo. You working out, but the, why your workout videos look like you trying to promote pornos? Cause that's all you got. That's all you, like, everything is about impressions. Motherfuckers is literally stuck on impressions. But there's no, and see, the reason why I question, you know, Cardi B for, you know, doing what she did today is like, you, like, that's some grown folks talk right there. You know what I'm saying? Sucking and fucking and, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's some grown folks talk right there. Like, why that shit can't, why you can't hold that? Like, why does that have to be put out there on IG? Like, this shit for little kids, bro. It's for business and little kids, bro. Like, I'm gonna say I'm older than that, so I'm gonna say even 17, 18, like, still a kid, you know what I'm saying? Still a kid as far as, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that the ain't no fucking niggas 35 or 30 and older all day on that got a civilized life on sitting around on social media all day. Unless they work at a job where they can have their phone type shit. Like, other than that, nobody is sitting around on these social media. So you're doing all of this crazy madness, fluke, nasty freak shit for little kids. You promoting all this shit to little ass kids. That's crazy, man. Like, I fuck with her. I support her, man. But, like, I ain't gonna lie. I don't like what she represent, man. It's starting to bother me even more, man, because it's like, everything ain't gotta be so damn slutty, man. Everything ain't gotta be like you on live talking about this shit. Like, motherfuckers gonna look at you like, nigga, you definitely gonna get cheated on again. You gonna get cheated on again because, like, you on here talking about you about to relapse and all, saying little, that's just a word that people say. That ain't really how it is. You know, that ain't really like how it's supposed to be. You supposed to take, you did this shit to take a stand. Now you starting to see that this shit was all about publicity because you did this shit. If you and that nigga, why would you come to social media about a breakup when you know you ain't even really about to break up with the nigga? You just mad at the nigga, but you take it to social media. You looking like one of these clown ass bitches you be rapping about. That's the same shit one of the bitches do. Record. Now, if you take that man back, now we go back to that video and think, why the fuck did you make this post? That shit had nothing to do with nobody. That was nobody's business. Now when y'all get back together, you gonna have a bunch of haysayers that you're gonna be having to jump on Instagram and address again. Oh, don't get mad at me because I want to get back with my baby father. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get mad when that shit come, because it's going to come because you created this. Y'all could have went through what y'all was going through in the privacy of your home. Like, you could have, man, they going through some shit right now, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you could have let it be a rumor. You got to come out and put the shit on the line. Like, hey, over there, me and Offset, man, I don't know. Like, why? Now you gonna do all of this shit that's been going on with this Cardi B, Offset shit. This shit is stressing motherfuckers out. All of this shit for nothing. For you to fuck around and get on social media like it's a joke. Like, bitches, if you look at the comments, it's some bras that's really behind her on some, yeah, you show that nigga. Like, you stand up and, you know what I'm saying? There's some bitches that's really behind you. And they on some, nah, don't take that nigga back shit. All the time, you playing around in your damn head. You ain't even serious in your own. You got motherfuckers more serious about your damn business than you is. Because if you was really deeply hurt, there's no way you'd be coming on here. You think he ain't see that shit? Come on, man. You think he ain't get tagged 100 fucking million times in that post? What type of shit is that, bro? Like, that shit dumb, bro. That's why, bro, all these young girls, coming up, man, is like, that's, man, that's the, it's social media, you can't stop it, man. Social media is like what's going to grow these bros up. I'm going to do whatever I can to stay on my brother, to make sure that he raises a respectable young girl. You know what I'm saying? My younger sisters are you're going to have your ratchet moments. And to me, it's more sexier for you to have your ratchet moments in the piece of your own shit, as opposed to getting on social media with it. Like, what is the point of that shit, bro? Like, I really don't get it, man. I really don't get it, man. That shit really be rubbing me the wrong way, man. Cause it's like, damn, bro. If you think about it, man, this world is at, we at a fucked up state right now. Like, think about it, man. A man died in a river cause some ratchet ass kids wanted to put that shit on social media and watch the nigga die on social media. And then, not even knowing this motherfucker really need help, they watching him die. Nigga get shot in the head. Before a person called a paramedic, they got to get a snap real quick. So they Snapchat, like, go to my snap. Think about it. Some fake shit happened, a fight or something. Niggas would be commenting in the comment section like, hey, go to my page, full fight. Niggas is addicted to this shit, man. They need to cut this shit off for a little while. They need to cut this shit off and wink to get motherfuckers off of this shit, bro. This shit fucking people up. It got motherfuckers addicted, man. Shout out to the ones that's not addicted to this shit. That get on and watch funny shit and get off and not have to post and. Niggas with motherfuckers in full blown relationships, like, but every nigga that follow you know how fat your pussy is, or we know you got a tattoo under your titty or something. You know what I'm saying? Because you post shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And then get mad at the creep comments, like, man, we got it's like if I'm on the bottom, so it's gonna take a big household motherfucker to change shit. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna take a big person to change shit. Like even motherfuckers like Jay-Z preaching to you through his raps, that shit is outweighed because he not on social media and, you know what I'm saying, and posting all this shit. But all the other shit, y'all see the fuck out of all that other dumb shit. Y'all gonna see that shit forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. We gotta find a way to coach him and get our females on some other shit, because I work somewhere, and like I'm starting to feel like all black females are the same, man. In a certain age group, it's almost like you can't even tell. You can't even, if you was dark and that motherfucker, you had the light off, you can't even tell which one is which. Unless you know the voices. You know what I'm saying? It's like they all got the same mind frame, same, they want to talk the same ratchet bullshit. And it's like, I don't know where, like, it's almost like us as men when we were growing up, it was like we were showed the way, like, hey man, all that street shit, you know, you cut that out when you go to work, cut that out at work, cut that out at church. It's like these broads are like, And I ain't gonna lie, I blame Cardi B. I blame Cardi B and them fucking VH1 bitches. That it's the reason why they feel like they can be at a fucking courtroom and be getting all loud and rowdy and smart and, you know what I'm saying? Or they can be at a fucking kids rally or something and get the acting all wild and crazy and ratchet and, you know, sort of come to work and be expecting the other niggas to treat them like they they men or something, you know what I'm saying? Or like, nah, I'm not, or being a certain, like, I be watching little bras almost about to get, like, I be watching females a lot at my job, and I be watching the white people that they be talking to, and I just be looking at them like, damn, cuz, like, I know exactly what that white dude thinking, like, dumbass bitches, like, you know what I'm saying? This is why y'all motherfuckers is where y'all ass is at. You know what I'm saying? Now, shout out to the ones that's not like that. You know, every one of them is not like it. But it's like, it's like the younger, it's like the, like some bras, a lot of bras that I work with, when I first had talked to them or whatever, and I was meeting them and shit, I said, oh, this bra got to be at least 25, 30, acting like that already. You know what I'm saying? Then when I talk to them, they're like, oh, no, I'm 17. I'm still in high school. What? That shit starting at home, man. That shit is starting at home. You gotta put on a risk. Like, once you have a kid, man, you gotta turn. It's all these turned up, lit ass parents is what got the world all fucked up, man. I'ma just say it like that. All these turned up, lit ass parents that wanna do it in front of the kids. That shit got everybody fucked up, man. And shout out to the people that let their kids be kids, man. You know what I'm saying? Your kid, like, 6, 7 years old, get his ass away from that music, man. I mean, like, you know, like 9, 10 years old, get him out of that music, man. Put a book in their hand or get them ready for, like, start prepping their mind for, hey, you know what, man? We short on brain surgeons right now. Or you know what? We need more, we need a cure for cancer. You know what I'm saying? Like, get their minds on some shit like that. Like, Barack Obama came, then if I had a little son, oh yeah. He coming for Barack's spot. He coming for Barack. He got about, of course, he would have probably about 30 years or whatever, but by the time he 35, Lord forbid, if I'm still around, I'm gonna have that motherfucker ready for, he gonna be ready for presidency or a doctor or something. He ain't going nothing. I'm not taking him no, if it ain't a sport, then he going life-saving. That's how we going. Because I'm gonna let him know, because when you raise a person right and you get to a certain level in life, you realize, like, damn, man, you enjoy making other people's life better. You know what I'm saying? And inspiring and motivating. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you get older and you flying on the right path. You know, like I said, like with the impact that I see that football players and basketball players have on the kids, shit, man. I wish like hell I could restart and go back to 10th grade. Boy, I would have been the best damn football player I would have went to the league. If I knew that this was the impact that you can have on kids and shit like that, you know, you didn't get to see all of the little shit that big, like, I wish, like, when I was in high school, I was able to look at the gram and be like, damn, man, Steve Smith, he took 400 kids to McDonald's and bought them book bags, or, you know what I'm saying, like, and see their little faces, or when they walk in the room on a surprise, and I see motherfuckers like, woo, like, you know what I'm saying, or like that little white kid, you can probably Google it, little LeBron James, a little white kid was sitting there waiting on LeBron and them bus. Like, he was waiting on the Cleveland bus to pull up. I guess they had told him, like, yeah, the mother, probably a little rich kid, little rich family. He was LeBron down. He had LeBron hat, shirt, shoes, he had everything. And he was sitting there, and he was just waiting. He was just waiting, like, I'm not going anywhere. It was already dark and everything. And the bus pulled up and they got off. I think LeBron probably was like the third person. And I ain't gonna lie, when LeBron get off the bus, it's kind of suspenseful. It's like, cause the, you know, LeBron's 6'8", 6'9", like, so it was like a little teeny kid. He probably was maybe, he might've been 6 or something. So he was pretty short. So I was thinking that LeBron was actually gonna miss him by the height. Like, I thought maybe, you know, because I know they ain't about to just have anybody running up to LeBron. Like, LeBron! Like, you know what I'm saying? I know they ain't about to be there. I know it ain't that sweet. You know what I'm saying? So, but thank God LeBron seen him. You know, and then he handed him his little John. LeBron got down. I think he signed something for him. And he might have took... I think he pulled his... He had a phone on him. And he took the picture. He took the picture of LeBron. Like, they took... He gave him two little pictures. And then when LeBron walked off, that little nigga looked up at his parents and screamed. He said, ah! You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga screamed. I'm like, damn, yo. That's the impact. That's the impact that you get from hooping? Shit, man. It would have been nothing else that would have mattered to me than doing that shit, man. I would, like I said, man, social media is deep. You know what I'm saying? It's deep. It's really a lot. It's really a lot of shit going on that shit. That ratchet shit, man. I feel like that shit corny, man. Like, you know, go like block your shit, man. Like, let it be all motherfucking. You know what I'm saying? You know these little girls following you, man, so they can get that little, get their little swag on, man. They don't need to be hearing all that wild ass shit, man. Like, and then your excuse is, oh, I ain't never asked to be no role model. That's the corniest shit about her, man. But it's cool though, man. That's just my piece on that shit, man. Run the smoke, man.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.